Hey, hey, hey. Welcome, everyone and all, to Sorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid, and we got a great, great show lined up for this evening. Pretty much what I had wanted to play last week, but came down with some... I had a fight with a nasty bug, basically, and I was losing for a good day and a half there, but I persevered, and I'm back in the saddle here, and... We got a whole bunch of new stuff that I want to debut on the show today. Lots of Canadian stuff, so that's good. We're still alive and kicking up here up north, even though winter seems to be settling in pretty good. Got something new from what do we got here? The Hookup, yeah, a Transistor 66. Basically hooked us up with The Hookup. Great band out of Saskatoon. I'm just really, really digging the CD. I think first time I played it, I must have listened to it like four times in a row. What else we got? Night People from Vancouver. Got a brand new EP out on Deranged Records. Jeepers, there's just so much here. Slow Coaches from London. I think it's like maybe one of the only the only non-Canadian things I'm going to play today. They got a new album out called Nothing Gives. It was released last year, but hey, it's new to me, so it's new to everyone as far as I'm concerned. Plus, later on in the show, we're going to give Brett from God's Candy Records a call, talk to him about his new label, and... Well, already the first release is out in the mail, the Hip Priests Maximum R&R split, which I'm eagerly anticipating. We're going to hear a couple of tracks off that towards the end of the show. Yeah, what else we got? Holy, lots of stuff. Blue Youth out of Regina, band I recently came across my plate, and great stuff. We're going to hear that I think first. Why not? Yeah, let's do this way. Blue Youth from Regina. This is The Enemy on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
We'll be right back. Down. season, Manitoba Opera will be presenting two of the most popular operas of all time. Don't miss Madama Butterfly and La Traviata at the Centennial Concert Hall. Subscribe and see these two opera greats for as little as $44. The season opens in November with the beloved Madama Butterfly. This is the heartbreaking story of a devoted young Japanese woman who is loved and betrayed by an American naval officer. In April, one of the great love stories of opera, La Traviata, is featured. In this classic tragedy, Alfredo and the ill-fated heroine, the beautiful Violetta, find true love, only to be separated by family, society, and finally, death. For tickets, call 204-944-8824 or go to manitobaopera.mb.ca. The 2017-2018 season is presented by BMO.
All right, we're back here. This is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. And that was Pop Crimes before that commercial with City Head from their cassette of the same name, except the cassette has a slash between city and head. So don't know what that means, but it's too bad those guys aren't around anymore. Released a couple of good solid EPs or singles or whatever you want to call them, and then poof, vanished into thin air. Gone. Night People before that with More Than Rust. That's from a new 7-inch, I think it is. I think it might be a 7-inch. It's on Deranged Records, so yeah, you can't really go wrong with that record label. And according to their bio, there's like their members from all sorts of different bands, so they're well-established people in the Vancouver music community, so yeah, if that means anything to you. Blue Youth started the set off with The Enemy from their self-titled album, released earlier this year. That's on Central Grind Records. Those guys are from Regina. Really, really remind me of Grays and Metz and, you know, that whole Canadian noise rock. Yeah. I guess there's we got a scene burgeoning here, guys. Jump on the bandwagon, everybody, and let's take this as far as we can. Yeah. Okay. So, see, like I was mentioning earlier, Transistor 66 put out this fantastic, fantastic album by a band out of Saskatoon called The Hookup. It's really, really it's described as like surf garage rock, yeah, it's got elements of that in there, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much going on in this album. It's crazy good. We're gonna hear I think this is the first track, Burn Your City Down, from Cruel Sounds on Assorted Hour. We'll be right back.
At Johnny's Sticky Buns, 941 Portage Avenue, we make magic with one beautiful little thing, the cinnamon bun. With sweet, savory, gluten-free, and hot sandwich options available daily, our tasty little buns are local, organic, and truly unique. We start each morning with only the best ingredients sourced from local farmers and producers. We take pride in working with these people, the backbone of our community. We offer catering for your next meeting or special event, and be on the lookout for a mobile bun cart at the St. Norbert Farmers Market all summer long. View our full menu at johnnystickybuns.com or order our buns now through Skip the Dishes. Johnny's Sticky Buns, 941 Portage Avenue. It's a wonderful life.
All right, welcome back. This is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard the Chivarettes before that commercial with Lockdown from their great little EP, Dead Men Can't Catcall. That one's on Transistor 66, go figure. Another great release from that label. Those guys are from Calgary. Population Drops from Vancouver with All You Sought from their amazing album Way Down. That one came out a couple of years ago, but just heard it this year. And yeah, that's another one that I can't keep from spinning. It's so good. It's every track is amazing. And The Hookup started the set off with Burn Your City Down from Cruel Sounds. Moving right along, I want to get one more set in here before we talk to Brett from God's Candy Records. I'm going to play something out of London I just discovered here called Slow Coaches. This is off their album Nothing Gives. It's called Surface Observations on Assorted Hour.
Still on now to find. couldn't have done it without you. UMFM's 6th annual listener funding drive, Pledgerama, is in the books, and the support was overwhelming and heartwarming. The money we've raised will go into station operations, ensuring that you'll continue to get the great programming you love year-round and allow us to make improvements and take new steps in serving this wonderful community. You came through for UMFM, and we can't thank you enough. But here's one more attempt. Thank you for supporting UMFM.
All right, welcome back. This is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Cursed Arrows with a track called Earthlings from their album Telepathic High Five. It goes back to 2009. You can also catch them in their alter ego Bardos. Strangled before that with Fast Motion from Body Bag. They're out of Edmonton, and Slow Coaches started the set off with Surface Observations. All right, so we got Brett on the line here from God's Candy Records. Are you there, Brett?
Yes, I am, Jeremy. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Yeah, doing great.
Well, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know things are pretty hectic down there with the recent release.
Oh yeah, and for a few things that are in the works too, it's been pretty hectic.
Yeah, eh?
Yeah, that's for sure.
So, you just released the Hip Priests and Maximum R&R split 7-inch.
Yes, I did.
And that all went well so far.
Yeah, fantastic. Actually, I think it was 2 days or 3 days, and we were sold out of the one specific color. So that's pretty exciting.
That was the splatter one.
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. That was a good. I like the color combinations. The green and the. Oh, it's not even pink. It's kind of like a deep red or whatever, eh?
Well, it was supposed to be kind of a neon pink.
A neon, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. So tell me how God's Candy Records started up here.
Well, it's something I've always wanted to do. I worked in a record store for about 15 years, and then I had my own for about 17 years.
Nice.
I always wanted to do it, but, just never got around. I guess the store took up so much time that there'd be no way I could do both. So
yeah.
So it's always been in the back of my mind. And then I came into a situation where I sort of got freed up of all my responsibilities. So
cool.
I decided to take advantage of that and do all the things that I never had an opportunity to do before. So.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's probably every music lover's dream to either work in their own record store or have their own label. And yeah, you've done both of them now.
Oh yeah, I've been collected for years too. So
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely an obsessive hobby, or it can be.
Oh, tell me about it. I know.
Yeah, yeah.
So the first single, the Hip Priests Maximum R&R 7-inch. How did that come about?
Well, that's a pretty long and involved story.
Oh, boy.
I was kind of working on the label for quite a while, and trying to have some people in place that sort of work in the music industry would be a great addition to sort of have everything in-house. And unfortunately, some of those things didn't work out. So one of those things was to get the Hip Priests over here and have them play some dates. And to do that, you know, would be nice to have a record. So we kind of paired them up with the Maximum Rock and Roll guys, who are fantastic.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Yeah, yeah, great, great band. And that was kind of the idea. But unfortunately, there was some, as these things happen, there was some issues that sort of popped up and prevented that from happening. So, but we still went ahead with the record with the band's, both bands' blessing there. So, it would have been nice to have them doing some live shows to promote that.
But, oh, I would have been there in a heartbeat.
Oh, yes, me too.
See both of those bands. I think they both of them played Hamburg a few years back for the World Turbo Jugend Days there.
Yeah, they did. I believe. Yeah. Yeah, that was maybe, what, 3 years ago.
I think it was about three. Yeah, three. That would have been a great one, but yeah, as difficult it is to bring them over there, it's just as difficult for me to get over there too. So,
yeah, well, that's just it, right? So, yeah, it would have. We were, you know, pretty disappointed about it. There was a friend that had was in the promotions business for 21, 22 years, and he was basically going to handle some of the bookings, and it kind of went south. So he was working for Embrace at the time, and then there was something that happened there. So it's unfortunate, and it kind of fell through, and then we tried to pull it together, but we couldn't. So, but the good thing is that the Priest did end up going down to Vegas there.
Yeah,
California, and they did make something, you know, out of that situation, so...
Right on.
Yeah, so that's good for our friends south of the border. Yeah, unfortunate for us up here, but, you know, maybe that'll change. We'll see. They've they've got some interesting things in the works.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So, and is there any plans for? I know you've got some future releases in the works. Can you tell us about some of those?
Yeah, that's right. Well, the next one will be, we're doing the new Fifth King Mastino record.
Okay.
And
they're from Italy?
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to be doing the CD with Sailor's Overdrive Records.
Okay.
And King Mastino. Not the vinyl. The vinyl they already had sort of in place, and they're doing a split release with some great labels, Savage Magic and Ghost Highway.
And, both really good labels.
Yeah, yeah. So and Beluga, I believe. And yeah, so they've already had that in place. But we'll be doing the CD, and we'll also be doing a split 7-inch with a non-album track. And a split with a band from Sweden called Svartnat, which I believe means darkness.
Oh, I never heard them before. Are they new or?
Relatively, they had an album out about a year ago.
Okay.
On the Sign label, Sign will be looking after the album or the single digitally. We will be doing the physical release for the split 7. They're really cool. They have a real 70s, blues rock sound.
Okay. Almost like a Graveyard. Am I right?
Yeah,
there?
They would fit into that.
Okay.
Into that category, I think, quite easily. So we have that on the go. And we just announced today and on your show here that we're going to be doing the full length for Montreal's The Sick Things.
Right on.
It's a great record. They've had it recorded for a while. They used the same team that actually did the Maximum Rock and Roll tracks on our first 7-inch. So it's
is that Ian Blurton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it sounds fantastic. If you're a fan of really good 70s rock and power pop and punk, kind of, which I am, grew up on.
I think you're preaching to the choir here.
Yeah. So, you know, like Cheap Trick or Big Star or even current stuff like The Biters or Wildlife.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Fits in there quite nicely. It's really good. It's a good record. Pretty excited about it, actually. So
nice.
Yeah, I can't wait till people get a taste of it. They do have a single out on their Bandcamp page from the record. If you want to go check it out or toss the boys a couple of bucks and, you know, download it.
Yeah, maybe we'll play that later on in the show.
Yeah, yeah. It's it's a good track. I like it. I'm pretty excited. It's a really good record. So there's that. And then we've been chatting with quite a few other people. And there's a couple things in the wings. And one thing that I'm really excited about, but, you know, unfortunately, it's just chat right now.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't really want to, you know, tip my hat, but hopefully it comes to pass, because they're one of my favorite artists, and I've been collecting their stuff for a long time. So.
Oh, I'm intrigued then.
Yeah. Band out of California, so we'll see what happens there.
Well, be sure you'll my audience will hear it first here.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. So, yeah, there's lots going on. It's been a whirlwind, but it's been exciting, to say the least.
Yeah, it sounds like you got quite a year end in store for you, and hopefully bring you then to the new year.
Yeah. We intend to go over to Sweden too in April too, and talk to a few people over there. So we'll see what that brings.
Cool.
Hopefully some good things. And you know, it would be nice to get some of these artists over here too.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
That's a whole other ball of wax, though.
That is a whole other ball of wax. Yeah, definitely. But it's something to look at. So.
Right on. Well, it sounds like you're doing some really good things for, to have a Canadian label putting stuff out like this is great, because I really don't think there's any label up here that's dedicated to that kind of punk rock.
There's some good labels. I mean, Wright's got some great stuff on their label.
Oh, for sure. But I'm talking about one that's like, you know, they seem to be a little bit, you know, they're very, a very diverse label.
They are. We definitely want to have a certain identity, which is, you know, like a, you know, 77 sounding punk punk and 70s kind of power pop, that kind of thing. Power pop punk, which is, you know, which is what I love. So I have a tendency to, you know, go after those things that you do like. So.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I think we're going to play a track from each of the bands off that Hip Priest, Maxim R&R split. I'm going to throw in one of the tracks from that Sick Things that single they have out right now. Is that track going to be on their new album, or is?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay, perfect. Yep. Then that's even better. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us, and keep plugging away there, because I'm sure there's going to be some great stuff down the line.
Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate you having me on the show.
All right. Take it easy. It's nice talking to you.
Bye.
All right. Excellent. Okay, so let's hear something off that brand new 7-inch released on God's Candy Records. We're going to hear Hip Priests and Maxim R&R. This is I'm in Exile by the Hip Priests on Assorted Hour.
Disperse for clarity. Just got easier. The new Recreation Services mobile app can help to maximize your opportunities for being active by giving you convenient access to all of your schedules and information whenever and wherever you need it. Learn more or download the app for free at uofmactiveliving.ca.
All right, welcome back. This is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We're totally out of time here. Just to give you a rundown there, that was The Sick Things with their track Sick Things. So look for that on their upcoming full-length released on God's Candy Records. Maximum R&R and Hip Priests before that from their split 7-inch. Wanted to thank Brett again for taking the time to talk to us. Look forward to plenty more releases from that label. Nothing but good things coming out of there. And unfortunately, I've got a caller who's like dying to talk to me, but I don't think that's going to happen tonight. I'm going to leave you off with a track here. So recently, I just acquired one of those USB cassette players. And the first thing I did was I promptly put in my Bloodbath at the Chinese Disco cassette compilation. It's a compilation of Calgary bands. I think it was put out by Sloth Records, maybe something like that. I don't know. Yeah, and I've had this cassette like since the mid-90s and just always loved it. And I'm surprised I haven't worn it out yet. Thankfully, I hadn't. And I recorded it and converted them all to MP3s. So we're going to finish things off with a band called Wagbeard. I don't think they're still around anymore, but they were a couple of those tracks were my favorites on this compilation. So this is called Hell of a Way to Die. If you're a little bit of a sensitive listener, you might want to cover your ears for about a minute and a half. But thanks for listening, and I'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Here we go, Wagbeard.